But I do hear them cause shakes around here a lot.
Do you have something that runs along the edge of the roof that catches the water?
We have no gutters.
But what about where the roof, you know, on the breezeway, runs into the roof on the garage and it comes to an intersection there?
Mm-hmm.
I can see it out there. What do you call that, where the roofs come together like that? Do you have a name for that area there?
Oh, gosh. I'm sure that we do, but I can't think of it. Now, I can't think.
Have you ever heard that called an L or an alley? A valley or an alley or,
no,
or anything,
no.
A gutter itself?
I'm trying to think. A man worked on our roof not long ago, and he said, "Don't you want me to clean the pine needles out of?" But he probably called it a gutter. I really can't think.
But he meant that place where the roof comes together.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, with the fireplace and all, do you have a place, even though you don't use it, like to keep wood outside?
No. But I would call it a wood pile if I did.
What about a building? Would you call that a wood pile? There's a little building to keep wood in?
I don't guess I would, but I don't know what you would call it. Woodshed, you mean. Now, out in the country, I would call it that, but I wouldn't think of calling it that in town.
A woodshed.
Uh-huh.
What about tools and stuff?
Well, we keep ours in the garage. If we probably had more, I mean, need a special place, I'm sure we'd call it a tool shed.
Well, you know, of course you have plumbing in this house, but...
We had an outhouse out at the ranch. There was also indoor plumbing out there that had been added later, but there was a little outhouse out there that I remember very well, and remember very well using it, too, from my very early days.
Well, now, did you ever call anything besides the outhouse? Or is that the word you use for it? You ever hear it either?
Well, let's see. No, I don't think I ever called it anything else. Now, they were called one holers and two holers, you know, around here. And let's see, what is it? Something like a half moon castle or something like that. But
Did you heard that around here?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Now, it was not an expression that was used in my family, but I have, and I don't know, maybe I've picked that up off of TV or reading something. It may not have been an expression that was ever used around here, but I do recall that from somewhere.
But on the ranch, do you have any other buildings out there besides other than the house?
Yes, there were barns and sheds. There was one little place where... it's called the shop, and various equipment there for blacksmithing.
You don't say.
Then we had a little shacky place. It certainly was not a very good building, but it's still standing today, and that's saying a lot, where the saddles and riding slickers and bridles and the things you would need when you saddled a horse. And I would expect that to be called a tack room, but we never did call it that. It was called the commissary, and I do not know why. There were people, ranch hands, who lived out there, but we never sold them anything, you know, like you'd expect in a commissary on a ranch or at a lumber yard or a sawmill, something like that. But I've always thought that was very strange that little building was called commissary. My cousin lives out there now, and I believe it is still referred to as the commissary building.
That's interesting.
I thought it was.
What was the barn like? You said you had barns.
Well, our cattle were not kept in barns. This was a ranch for crossbred cattle that was strictly being raised for slaughter.